You guys might notice the picture quality is so much better.
Yeah.
It's because I got the dang iPhone 16 Pro. Okay.
Finally, for the first time in the Gas Boys history, we're shooting on the exact same cameras for everybody.
It's incredible. And also, I was thinking about this because I had talked to several people this week. You know, I wasn't just bragging the fact that I had an iPhone 16 Pro, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't doing that.
But I mean, there's a new walk about you whenever you get a new phone. Yeah. It just kind of happens.
A new swagger.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't have a case on it. Yeah. There's no case on it right now.
It's like, I'm not crazy. So you're texting and someone walks by you. Careful, my iPhone 16 Pro is in my hands. No case.
Exactly.
Watch out.
I got a new one ordered though. But there's so many people that rock no case.
Yeah, that's good.
Because they're all about the body. They're about the body of the iPhone. But I like to protect the mind.
You protect your precious body.
Yeah, I protect the mind though. I'm more about the mind than the body.
Yeah, that's good.
People are like, oh, look at me. Check this out. Look how sleek I am and shiny. Not me.
Oh, she's going in the tree.
Yeah, Clementine's got this new thing where she likes to climb the Christmas tree. She's pretty good at it.
Someone get a camera on this.
We can't.
We can't. They're taken.
Christian, take a video.
Phone's dead.
Oh, crap.
Oh, my gosh,
she
dude.
She's wrapped up in the wire. Oh. She might fall. Just let it run.
She might bring the whole thing.
Just let it run.
She might tip the tree over. All right, fine. My phone's not dead. I lied.
Start recording.
Yeah. Oh. Oh my gosh, my camera's so dirty.
Oh no.
The lights on the tree are like smeared on
it. It's shining so bright you can't see anything.
Oh. And my phone just died.
No. I synced it for nothing.
Should I?
What?
Push it down?
He's looking at you, Gavin.
Come down. Look at her. She's like sitting on the branches. Like,
oh, what do I do?
Guys, if you could see this.
Oh, you'd be laughing so and laughing. Funny.
This is why we needed to put the couch in front of the Christmas decorations.
Oh, my God. She got under the ledge. She made it. She's off the tree.
If you guys would have listened to my ideas.
I know. What are we going to do when we don't have Clementine in the studio anymore?
Bring her.
She thinks she's Batman.
Yeah. Just bring her every time.
She's surveying the city. Looking for crime.
Yeah.
Something in the way.
Should dress her up as like Batman for Halloween.
Cat.
That'd be
cat
hilarious.
Girl. Cat girl. Batman. Catwoman.
Catwoman.
That's actually from Batman.
That is a real one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. No, it is, Gavin.
No way. Catwoman. Incredible.
I think I used to think it was dumb to dress up animals as stuff, but
it's hilarious.
I think it's really funny.
Pretty funny, actually.
If you do it because it's like cute, don't make it cute. Make it funny.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's just a funny thing to do. Yeah, chop him. Chopper. Aww. I wish they could see how sick this is. Thank you. Shout out to my wife who commented on how good the thumbnails are.
Yeah.
And not to any of you jerks.
Guys, Parker's been working so hard on the thumbnails and we just left him hanging.
It takes like 5 extra minutes and you guys don't even appreciate it.
So he had to hack on, get onto Mariah's YouTube and comment on his own thumbnail. Posing as his own wife.
He just had a whole conversation.
Yeah, with himself. Yeah. It's honestly getting pretty sad. So go check it out on YouTube. Thumbnails are so sick, Parker.
So sick.
I texted him. I was like, Parker, this is so good. You're working so hard.
Thank you.
Your fingers hurt from typing so much and like editing so much. And you're just like.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to do now?
I'm doing it now.
You're a technology
it's
boy.
It's not that I want to do it. I would do it.
For a career, I mean.
I've always wanted to do that for a career, Gavin.
You're so insane.
Parker so says, insane.
Parker's saying nonsense right now. I always wanted to do this. Thought you wanted to be a. I don't even know.
I've never had like a dream. Dream. What's your dream job,
Parker? Now you're just pity party for you.
That's not a pity party.
So
that's
sad.
Not. Is it a pitiful thing to not have a dream?
I've never had a dream before. Parker, it's okay. We get it. You don't want to be anything in life. It's fine.
And everybody's turned off. Does anybody actually become what they said they wanted to be when they were like 4?
No.
I want to be
only firefighters.
Fireman.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Because everybody just says that.
Everybody said it, so.
I want to be a firefighter, and then odds are a handful of them will become firefighters.
Yeah.
Ow. Yeah. My dream job was a news anchor as a young kid, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a few different ones. I wanted to own a restaurant for a while.
Yeah.
Italian restaurant. I have no Italian roots. But I love the culture.
Yeah, going to be cooking the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just going to be eating it.
Mm-hmm. I love the Italian culture.
I love them.
Gosh. I just love family so much.
I love family. So important.
Just like that.
Keep it in the business.
Yeah, they love business. Keep it in the family.
Keep the family in the business. Keep it in the business.
That's just the family
business. It's a family business.
They're all like cleaners and stuff. Oh, disposal services. Restaurants.
Yeah.
It's like the two categories that they keep it in.
They just work hard. They're hardworking
people. They're hardworking people. They're tough but forgiving people.
She really wasn't. Clementine was not doing anything until the cameras and microphones were rolling.
She loves cords. She loves cables. She really is a pretty attention. Good producer.
Yeah, producer of poop in the litter box.
How's that going? Again?
Update. Poop box
update.
A litter box update? You know, just litter box.
Pooping less with less food.
Oh, yeah, giving her less food so she poops less.
That's good.
She was an absolute poop machine for the couple of weeks. Sorry, everybody.
Mariah was worried that she's going to be starved now.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
That's not. Look at her. She's massive.
Yeah. She's starving.
She's gained so much weight.
She's huge. She's pretty small. Like, just, like, lengthwise. Mm-hmm. She hasn't, like, gotten taller or anything.
Stretch her out right now.
Gavin, I'll hold her legs. You hold her hands.
Yeah. Come here.
Her hands.
Give me your hand, Clementine.
Get him.
Do it.
Get him.
Do it.
Jump. Yeah, no, she's not. Definitely not running out of food. She eats a lot of food. I think it's because of her country roots. She came from nothing.
Yeah.
So then when she gets food, it's just like, I don't know how much longer I'm going to have this. So she just eats as much as she possibly can.
Crazy upbringing.
Yeah. We don't know where she's been.
Yeah, our dog Cooper was kind of like that. He'd really defend his food.
SoCal. He's from the Big E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
He would, every time you get close to him while he's eating,
actually growl.
That's like,
for other dogs.
Cooper did that for a little bit. We had to beat him up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. Not Cooper. I actually did have a dog named Cooper, but Moose did that. Moose did that for like a couple like weeks after we got him, and we had to, you know, punch him or whatever.
But that's when he's a puppy and like is trainable. Cooper was older.
Yeah, that's true.
And
he grew up in a rough area.
Just wasn't worth punching him.
No.
No.
He only did it with other dogs, though. He didn't do it with people necessarily.
He'd do it with people.
That's so...
Parker, why are you getting your face down there by his food? You eating it or something?
My toes, Gavin. Not my face.
Whoa. What?
I would try to, pet him sometimes while he's eating. Like, oh, good boy.
Yeah.
He's like, don't mess with me. Don't touch my food.
Yeah. That's what he was like.
That's disgusting.
If he was a dog that could talk, that's what he would say.
Scout's never done that. He doesn't growl.
No, he's so chill. He's the best dog of all time.
He just lost his sight.
Anyways, nobody cares about our dogs.
Sorry. Whoa. Sorry, everybody. No, it's true. Gavin, it's true.
Okay.
Gavin, they don't care about your
dog. I would love a poll of what the listeners care about.
Frankly, if that dog died, I wouldn't even care.
Cooper did die.
Yeah, he died.
His Scout died.
No.
That's insane.
You know, that's a crazy thing to say.
That's insane.
You guys, that's crazy.
Let's toss Clementine off the roof.
Do not throw her off the roof. I think she would survive, honestly.
Probably.
Cats are, I don't think they can survive terminal velocity.
Let's try it.
I heard that somewhere.
No, it's squirrels.
She's pretty, you don't think she looks like a squirrel? Shaped. She's pretty squirrel shaping.
Can you... when do you reach terminal velocity?
When you're falling so fast that
I know
you can't get any faster.
I'm saying how high do you have to be to reach it?
I don't know, it depends on how much you weigh.
Depends on mass, area, wind resistance.
No, it's not.
Gravity is the same for everything. 9.8 meters per second squared.
You could drop something that's 1,000 pounds and you can drop something at 100 pounds.
The acceleration.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And they would not hit the ground at the same time.
Yeah, it would.
Yes, it would. In perfect conditions.
Bro, if I dropped a dang leaf out of
wind
the plane.
Wind resistance? Well, that's different.
And resistance. I dropped a bowling ball out of the plane. Yeah, well, where are you going to find that doesn't have wind?
If you had an 8-pound bowling ball and a 14-pound bowling ball dropping at the same time, they're landing at the same time.
Oh, yeah, I believe that. I understand.
If you drop a cat and a dog.
Cats flip around and land on their feet.
Still reaches the ground at the same time.
That's true. If I threw a cat out of an airplane, I don't think it would survive.
No, it wouldn't.
But a squirrel would?
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Ants and ant wood.
Have you seen that video of the squirrel that's up on the roof? They're trying to talk it down off the ledge and it just jumps. And then it lands on the ground. You can see it run away.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it dies.
What?
It dies in the tree because it just broke all the bones in its body.
No, squirrels can survive. No,
it lands on the ground.
I know. It's a joke.
Dang it.
Oh, jeez.
Squirrel. Gavin always has jokes about squirrels breaking their dying. Bones.
He's been stewing on that one for a while. It was saw the perfect opportunity. Wasn't quite right, but
I had to try and get it there.
That counts.
She's been loving that ledge right there.
That's nice.
She's climbing through the tree.
Love to perch and survey the area.
Yeah.
So strange.
Love to survey. Yeah, I was coming into my house today. Last cat thing. Actually, you know what? I don't even want to say one more cat thing.
I don't even say it's the last one. Maybe there's more.
I opened up my door and she like booked it outside. I think she was like thought it was a different room in the house or something. She's never been in the outside door. Uh-huh. Opened the door. She ran outside and like jumped and like turned around and just bolted straight back inside.
The real world.
She cannot handle the real world. Look at her.
Our cats used to have this perch they would sit up on by our front door. And there was a tree right next to it at 64th.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
There's like a rotten piece of wood, so they cut it out. It didn't need to be replaced. It was just an overhang. So the cats would sit up there and wait till birds got in the tree.
Oh, yeah.
And then jump into the window.
And destroy them.
Oh, they'd kill the birds?
Oh, yeah, dude.
The perch was outside?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I vividly remember we had this big bay window at our house, and...
I mean, you guys, we lived in a massive house.
Big old house. Yeah, I was sitting in the living room and...
One of seven living rooms. Continue.
Oh, can I?
Just giving them a layout of the house.
This bird. See a bird? You hear a bong against the window. See feathers flying everywhere. And then look up in the yard and you just see our cat bounding over towards the bird.
Yeah.
It's like a scene out of a movie.
Victory jog.
Yeah.
Trotting over.
Like, I'm so good.
I think that I was cursed for a little bit or something because outside of my office,
there was
like, like if you looked on the side of our building, there's like no dead birds anywhere. And then if you looked outside of my window, there was like a pile of three dead birds.
Wow.
Just at the foot of my window.
I wonder.
Hold on. This is important, actually.
Or whistling.
What does it mean if bird dies in front of you? All living things all around you must die sooner or later by the law of averages. A bird. Oh my gosh.
Okay, nerd.
No.
I was hoping for some mystical.
Yeah, if it's not magic.
Yeah, go to Reddit for the cringes.
Yeah.
A gas leak, probably.
Christian, bad gas. That explains it.
Dang it.
That's got to be bad luck, though. That can't
Or good luck, maybe.
Yeah. Birds are dying. It means your future is flying high.
Mm. Future's flying. Birds are dying. Future's flying. Yeah. Let's rap again.
Come on. Gavin.
Christian loves death. Birds are dying. They're flying high. He's a crying. Don't die from flying to my window. Keep soaring high. Where the wind blow.
Oh. That's actually pretty sick. Wow. A little something for you guys on your Tuesday morning.
Kevin, when are you such a lyricist? I didn't even know that.
Parker, I've been writing lyrics since the day I was born.
Literally.
Wow.
I love shucking corn.
I found that hard to believe.
You love what?
Oh. You see what I did there?
That's actually pretty good.
Parker, I never stop writing. Okay.
Never stop rhyming?
Writing.
Both?
Writing.
Why not both?
Writing. You know, I was thinking about this today. It's just the Christmas season. We're about to go see this amazing Christmas performance.
Yeah.
And what do they call it exactly?
Sounds of the Season.
Sounds of the Season. Our friend Riker orchestrated this whole thing.
Directed it.
Directed.
Directed.
Orchestrated.
And he's in it. Yeah.
Orchestrating can mean
piece like it together.
Putting things together.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, if it's an orchestra.
You guys are so... You guys don't know anything.
I don't know anything about what we're about to watch, to be honest. He's told me a little bit about it. I know there's singing, there's dancing, there's music. I think there's some like skits.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We used to do, I'm very into traditions, all right?
Yep.
So, I mean, you know the story. I cried when Christmas traditions got changed. They talked about it at our engagement party.
At the youngest.
At the youngest, whatever.
That's insane, by the way.
You guys, I've had a very difficult life, okay? So when things change,
Gavin's most traumatic moment was when they were going to grandma's house for Christmas.
On a different day.
On a different day than they usually did.
Every Christmas Eve, we'd go to my dad's parents' house. So Nan and Papa's. We would go there. We'd play some games with presents, obviously.
Obviously.
Just regular games. Just so boring. But we do present games. Before that, we used to go to our old church, and they would do a Christmas play every year.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I loved the Christmas play, and I was really hoping that people around here would do that. Maybe we'll do that someday, and we'll head it up.
I have no doubt.
I think that we will make a Christmas play.
Converge Christmas play with the Gas Boys.
Oh, yes. It'd be so awesome. Featuring the Gas Boys.
Everybody from the whole town will be there.
I know, gosh. It's like one of those scenarios you dream about, like as a little kid.
Yeah.
Like, oh, just daydreaming about.
Dream scenario.
Cleaning your room and just daydreaming about making a skit, making a Christmas play for the whole town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They'd love it. And it starts snowing.
Right at midnight.
Yeah. And you wake up with a foot of snow. And the presents are all under the tree. The Grinch hasn't stolen them this year. And you're walking out. You're walking towards the tree. But it starts getting colder. You're like, wow, it's freezing in my house. You go to light the fire. But there's no fireplace. You go back to the Christmas tree.
And now it's on fire. Because you lit it.
Because you were bad. You were bad this year, so the Christmas tree catches on fire.
I think we're onto something.
Wrote a note to you, he said. Be better. Mr. Claus. So,
wow. Be better, Mr. Claus.
Something like that for the whole city, I think.
I think they would love it. I would love it. I love the attention.
Oh, we know.
Oh, yeah.
Gavin, don't crash out right now.
I've been hearing that a lot. People crashing out.
Yep.
Somebody said that today at Hannah's work. It's like, oh my gosh.
You got guys, a camera in there or something? Out.
Who said it? I'll bleep it out. Who was it?
I don't.
It was Haley, wasn't it?
I'm about to say.
Dang it. Haley's been crashing out lately.
I'm about to crash out.
Haley and Hannah came over to the apartment today.
What?
Well, I was at work. They were doing wedding planning.
Doing some wedding planning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So exciting.
Man.
Next.
But you can't wait till that's over.
Yeah. I'm just planning the honeymoon. Yeah. I think we're going to go to...
Jackson Crack or whatever.
Jackson Crack.
Jackson Hole. That's what it is.
I think we're going to go to Cabo, maybe.
Cabo San Lucas.
Or what's the other one?
Cancun.
Cancun, actually, not Cabo. Cancun. That's the one. That's the one that's
Mexico.
On the Mediterranean Sea.
That's Mexico.
Almost.
Cancun?
What? Gulf?
Cancun is in Mexico, you freak.
I know, that's what I said.
What?
Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah, that's the one.
That is
it's on the coast of it.
Yeah.
The Caribbean is what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's the Caribbean, no?
Yeah, Cabo is on the other side, like Baja.
Right, not Cabo. We looked at that. That's where we had some friends that went to Cabo. Beautiful place. But yes, the Caribbean Sea.
Mariah's been to Cabo a lot.
Is the Gulf of Mexico and Caribbean synonymous?
They like mesh together. They meet.
In some places they touch. But not others.
Not others. They don't touch in every place.
Yeah. Guys, seriously, they have a strictly professional relationship. It's strictly geographical. So yeah, maybe Cancun, maybe Dubai. Just kidding, we're not going to Dubai.
Mariah was saying Anthony's going to Dubai.
Oh, I want to go to Dubai so bad.
Like Mexico, you get a good, cheap, like all inclusive in Mexico, and it's awesome.
Okay,
it's not super safe.
He's trying to call me poor right now. I heard people you can go.
You can get so much. Your money in Mexico is going to be like go so much further. Yeah,
that's kind of my thought process.
Like you can get like. I don't know, the same like all-inclusive stuff or whatever you could get in America, but it's not going to cost nearly as much.
Right. And it's like free transportation. The people, they load you up in the back of their truck or whatever and blindfold you and take you to like some, you know.
And it's like that too. A warehouse. Because they knock you out.
And yeah. And you don't even.
So fast.
You don't have to think about travel. What movies are we going to watch? Doesn't matter. You'll be sleeping.
Doesn't matter.
Unconscious. So, that's kind of what we're hoping for.
That'd be a really cool experience.
Yeah.
Ooh, or you could go to Galveston. I heard it's lovely.
Oh, beautiful Galveston.
I hear the water's super dirty.
Yeah, Dirty Bay.
Dirty Bay, they call it. with my dirty bae. Just kidding. She's very clean.
Yeah, that'll be super fun.
Yeah, so maybe Cancun. But we had, that was just like, we spent like 30 minutes looking at Airbnbs at different locations, and that one was cool. Dude, I still want to go to like Yellowstone and get a cabin out in the woods, but yeah. I don't think Haley's as on board with that.
So you don't, you want to break up the Gas Boys kind of thing where we all went to Hawaii?
Yeah.
You're not going to go to a different island?
Yeah, because my family doesn't have a dang house in Hawaii. Oh.
We didn't have a dang house in Hawaii.
Yeah, you do.
We had relatives with timeshares that paid for our hotels.
You can use their dang timeshares.
Can we?
Probably, yeah.
I don't know.
It's all just points.
It's points. It's just
you
points,
have to use them every year. Like you buy them at one point, and then they renew every year.
I see.
They have to pay fees as a timeshare member. That's where they get you the fees.
Dang it! That's so where they get you. I didn't get by them.
That's where they got timeshare lawyers and stuff to get you out of that stuff.
Yeah,
because it passes down generation.
I remember one of the trips to Hawaii. They have you have to do the little meetings.
You don't have to. That's if you want free points and free
sometimes
stuff.
Free points. Do. But Nana went down to one, and then she came back, and she was like, I don't know how, but I bought more points.
Dang it, Nana.
They closed her.
Yeah.
They must have that whole system dialed, yeah. Bro. If they're giving people free stuff to come to them, they must know they're going to sell some people. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
There was
interesting.
One time, we went to Seaside. It was all of us, cousins, me, Parker, Gabby, Brooklyn, McKenna. And my Nana took us, and Aunt Shauna went with us. And so we were staying at this World Mark Resort, because that's where the points are in the timeshare. And we were hanging out. It was me, Brooklyn, and McKenna. We're like, oh, let's go. Like, we'll walk down to the boardwalk area, look at some of the shops, walk down the beach a little bit. And then we met some people while we were out on the beach.
Some nice individuals.
Some nice people. They were actually staying at the World Mark also. Ooh. And so afterwards, we went back. We came back down to the pool and the hot tub. It was a pretty nice pool, hot tub area. And we were hanging out in the hot tub. And there's these old people in it. Like, they're just cooking in there. I don't know if maybe they just couldn't get out of the hot tub. Physically unable.
They're so wrinkly.
Sometimes. But we were talking to this lady, and she was like, I didn't really understand how timeshares work. But she starts talking about her timeshare there. And she's like, oh, we come here all the time. You know, we got this great place, this great room. You guys could come check it out sometime. Like, it's the penthouse, whatever.
It's so residential.
Wow.
And she's like, yeah, we invite people over. We have like parties or whatever in the evening. Or like, oh, really? If you ever want to stay there, you guys totally can. And I was starting to think, I don't know if this is a timeshare or maybe a condo she's talking about. Because I feel like at a timeshare,
maybe
anybody can stay at any.
Human trafficking.
Or maybe she's trying to lure us because we're minors.
Maybe she wants your skin and organs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harvest them.
I think I was maybe 15 at the time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And
you always meet the nicest people in hot tubs, though.
Yeah. Hot tubs do crazy things.
I don't feel like I've met the nicest people in hot tubs.
Really?
They're always weird. You either get weird people or you get some friendlies.
Weird hot tub story. When we were moving to Texas, we were at a hotel.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was when we hit a crazy snowstorm in, I think, New Mexico.
Gallup.
Texas.
New Mexico.
Gallup is Texas, I'm pretty sure.
Nope. That was Lubbock that we... No, we stayed in Amarillo.
Amarillo,
that's
Texas.
That's true.
But it doesn't matter.
It was right before we got there. We're in New Mexico or something, or
Gallup,
Arizona.
New Mexico. Okay, Gallup, pardon. Arizona. Gallup, New Mexico.
Be quiet. It's New Mexico.
It's doesn't
matter.
New Mexico or Arizona.
Silence.
Okay.
And it's snowing pretty bad. We finally get to the hotel. We're all hanging out, and we're like, all right, it's 8 o'clock. We're going to be on the road early tomorrow, but let's just hang out. We'll go to the pool or something. Disgusting pool.
It was gross.
It was so gross, but we still swam. We jumped in this pool. We're swimming around. There's nobody in there. Pools sound crazy weird and echoey.
Yeah, dude, I kind of like
it. Yes, that one was
It was
wild,
just a
though.
Massive room. But I think it was because it was all glass windows. Mm-hmm. But we're swimming. The pool is like a really weird temperature. And then we all go hop in the hot tub. Gross hot tub. Can't turn on the bubbles or the jets for some reason.
Like, everybody's so just in a bath together.
Yeah, you're all bathing together, but you're all fully clothed.
Yeah.
And then these other dudes show up. You remember that?
Yes.
I think they must have been cowboys, okay? I don't know if they were really cowboys, but they dressed like them.
Hicks.
And they had disgusting mullets. Like, not cool disgusting. It was just disgusting. Mm-hmm. Looked greasy.
It's very
greasy. Boys. And it was very awkward because we were all hanging out talking and they're just both over there like talking to each other, whispering like,
yeah.
So hot tubs are a weird place when there's no bubbles.
That's true. But outside, I'm just thinking of like, yeah, I feel like you meet some nice married couple.
Yeah.
On their honeymoon or whatever.
Yeah. No, older.
Oh, yeah. On their, you know.
It's our 30th anniversary trip.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Wow.
We're on our honeymoon. You got any advice for us?
Yeah, it's always don't go to bed angry, guys. Seriously.
Seriously. Go to hot tubs together.
Yeah.
Don't be angry.
Don't be angry. If you guys saw me squinting right there on YouTube, it was at my phone because my wife texted me and my watch is dead. Just kidding. My wife texted me, but my watch is not dead.
Oh, roller coaster.
I'm starting to get like cold sweats.
Oh, what?
What is that?
I feel like I'm having an out of body experience right now.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's not beautiful. It's kind of terrifying.
You're dissociating?
Yeah. A little bit. I think I'm tired. And just bored. What's Gavin doing? Well.
Yeah. Yes. I'll tell you after.
What the frick?
Is it good stuff?
No, it's not good.
It's actually terrible. Actually devastating. Actually,
no, it's just Hannah. Hannah and I are going. So tomorrow, I don't have work. Tomorrow's Friday, by the way.
Everybody hit up Gavin. Go hang out. Hey, do something fun.
But I can't.
Tomorrow.
Can't hang out because my wife and I are going Christmas shopping.
Oh. Is that the devastating news you just got?
No, there's something else, but I'll tell you guys off the pod.
Dang it, dude.
Family business.
Sorry, guys.
You sorry, can't guys. Else. I'll post it after he tells me. Everyone go follow my Instagram.
Yeah. But we're going on a shopping day tomorrow.
Okay.
I get to sleep in a little bit. Nice. That's why I'm so hyped right now because last week was terrible.
Yeah.
And we're going to dang Saturday and I work all day on
maybe
Saturday.
Maybe for you. It was really good for us.
It's one of my favorite weeks.
Why?
You're just sitting back there and
you're just thinking about
knowing your place, I guess.
Wow. So I bring.
Gavin, you know I'm joshing right now. You know I'm just joshing.
Joshing. Josh, your face with my fist.
Keep going. What were you saying?
No, that's it. I'm just hanging out with my wife tomorrow. We don't get to hang out that much. Just get me hanging out all the time.
Yeah.
But I do have to work pretty late most days. And so just like short times in the evening or I'm working on a message. So tomorrow will be fun. Just to hang out all day kind of deal.
Ooh, wow.
Go to a dang Christmas program thing. Sorry, Riker. I don't know exactly. Sounds of the season. So, and with both of these. Uggos. It's so fun.
We're doing a surprise graduation party for Mariah.
Surprise.
She doesn't know.
Ruined it. Way to go.
This
she's
is coming on Tuesday.
I know.
When?
Tomorrow.
Is that what dinner's
yeah.
for?
Yeah. Yeah, we're just going to.
Are you going to surprise us too?
Yeah. I'm telling this is me telling you right now.
Oh, okay. She knows about it, but no one else knows that you were doing it. It's a surprise for everyone else.
But Mariah's getting her bachelor's degree. This is her last week of school.
Oh my goodness.
Congratulations, Mariah.
We're very excited.
Go Ducks.
So she's now a bachelor.
You guys.
So good for her. She did it. Very proud of her. I got her a milk frother as a present.
That's so cool, Parker.
I know.
The lame gifts you get when you get married.
Yeah.
It's an espresso, okay? It's nice.
Oh, wow. I have that same one.
Yeah. She has to heat up milk for her coffee like a peasant. She pours it into a pot and cooks it on the stove.
That's crazy.
That's insane. How do you care about so much time?
How do you care about coffee so much? I mean, you know.
Well, you just got to warm up your milk.
Yeah, sorry. You need warm milk. So you guys have what do you use to make coffee?
Nespresso, little pods stuff.
Like the Keurig?
Yeah, but it just does espresso shots.
What?
Yeah, it's fancier.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I can see too. How someone like you would think it's like a Keurig.
Think it's like a little Keurig or whatever.
Yeah, but like Keurig's like. Coffee. Sorry. So let me try it again. There we go. A proper coffee.
But I'm probably gonna have to start. I'm gonna have to start drinking coffee in the mornings. Because I just got a little tumbler with the company logo.
Now you have to drink coffee.
I have to.
Otherwise, you'll explode.
Hey, boss. Thank you.
Yes. Could put water in it.
Oh, that's a good cup of Joe. It is
still warm.
Crazy how that works.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm starving right now.
Really?
I drink a cup of coffee and it just makes me so hungry.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's the caffeine or the sugar that makes me like.
No, I think it's so both.
You guys ever get like that?
Yes.
Even if you eat something
hungry?
Before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I already ate though.
It's usually caffeine does not make me hungry. Caffeine makes me. I guess Rebel, but like coffee makes me not feel good, dude.
Coffee makes me jittery and I don't like it.
Really? More than a Red Bull?
On an empty stomach? Yeah, dude. I think it's any caffeine and sugar mix.
Combo.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if it's a sugar-free energy drink, doesn't really do it to me.
Yeah. Gosh, Clementine.
She's so cute, though. Can't say I'm mad at her.
Come here.
Grab her. Get her in the podcast.
Come here. You can walk on my hand. It's stable.
She's scared.
All right. Do you want to move into some Christmas?
Yeah, let's move into some darn Christmas.
Christmas time.
Okay. You guys, your perfect Christmas. Okay.
My perfect Christmas?
I can think just like, wow, I've had some amazing Christmases. Yeah. Amazing. But what would make your Christmas perfect? I want each of you to describe your perfect Christmas. And listen to this, money is no object. Okay. You're like, wow, I can go anywhere, do anything.
Wow.
This Christmas present, I want to present this Christmas present. This would be the best Christmas ever.
I don't really know. I don't really think about Christmas that much, like the stuff.
It doesn't have to be about the gift. I said that money is no object, as in, oh, you want to do this? You want to fly these people out for Christmas?
New York. Fly to New York.
That's your perfect Christmas?
Yeah, it seems pretty perfect to me.
Pretty perfect to dang me.
Gavin, how about you describe your perfect Christmas and we rank it? We provide funny, hilarious commentary.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, perfect Christmas.
This is Gavin's perfect Christmas, Gas Boys 2024 edition. It's going to be an annual thing.
Oh, alarm doesn't go off. I just wake up. My body wakes me up. It's Christmas morning.
What time?
Oh, let's say 8 a.m.
I'd go earlier than that, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
You start later than that?
Really? Parker doesn't want to sleep in?
On Christmas Day, you wake up early.
Okay. Well, this isn't yours, so be quiet.
Okay.
I wake up at 8 a.m., okay? My body is, I'm full of energy. I am well rested. Wow. My beautiful wife is right there. Wow. Amazing. We wake up. We go out into our living room. Look at all the beautiful presents and the beautiful wrapping.
How'd they get there?
Put them there.
Santa Claus.
Santa put them there. Santa, you filled our stockings and you put the presents under the tree. It's awesome. Okay? Wow, look, there's already breakfast ready and prepared. I don't know how it happened, but it's the perfect Christmas.
Christmas magic.
It did. I get an entire pan of cinnamon rolls to myself. Hannah, let this be a note to you. I want a whole pan of cinnamon rolls.
Calories are no object either.
Bro, you know how easy it is? I'm off track.
I know.
Let's stay on topic. Perfect Christmas. I eat a whole pan of cinnamon rolls. I feel amazing afterwards. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if typically you would. Also,
Clementine's in your lap, just like this.
Clementine is not there. That's
Gavin,
part of my perfect
no.
Christmas. She's at Christian's house where she belongs. That's the perfect Christmas. Then we go over to my parents' Christmas morning. And wow, everybody's there because I've flown everyone out, okay?
Woo.
But we're not just at home. We go and we stay at a beautiful log cabin where there's snow.
You leave on Christmas Day?
We've arrived on Christmas Day.
When did you leave?
That morning after our Christmas. It only takes 20 seconds to get there because we have teleported.
Oh my
yes.
God.
Perfect Christmas.
To this perfect cabin. This massive cabin. It's beautifully decorated. Top to bottom. Lights on everything.
Log cabin. Like the Lapine cabin?
We're at the Lapine cabin.
Oh my gosh.
And
guys,
it's decorated
for
Christmas.
If you don't know the Lapine cabin,
you are missing out.
Get out there and go to it and see it.
If you guys, if everyone donates $1 million, I would have enough money to buy this cabin back. Okay. That's my dream in life. I want to buy this cabin back.
Gavin's old boss had a cabin in Lapine, Oregon. Very nice.
It was beautiful. 11,000 square feet. Can you believe it? Just the cabin. And it's only 4 master bedrooms. It was incredible. But we go there. Christmas morning there, this massive tree. I'd say it's 20 feet tall, beautifully decorated. All the presents are under it. You're there. Mariah's there.
Yes.
Our parents are there. Grandparents are there. Grandparents are there. Cousins, cousins, cousins. Cousins, also, cousins, cousins. Christian can show up if he wants to, if he wants to be a part of the perfect Christmas.
It's not a perfect Christmas if he doesn't want to be there.
True. I know. Do you want to be there?
Perfect Christmas, Gavin.
Perfectly in Christmas, you want to be there. So Christian's there.
Yes.
And Haley, too. And they're married.
Whoa, oh, my goodness.
Wow. Did it. And they're married. Best it's Christmas a perfect ever. Christmas. So we're all there. We're having a good time. And everybody is just.
We're all there at the cabin. And then, surprise, it's Christian and Haley's wedding. And everyone's oh, already here.
Wait, that's the graduation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, woohoo. And then there's a beautiful fireplace that we're all sitting around and telling Christmas stories. What's your favorite Christmas? What's the perfect Christmas? And they're like, this one. This
and everybody participates and it's so much fun.
And everyone participates and everybody's happy the whole time and nobody fights.
Aww. Brenda.
Brenda. I don't have a Brenda in my family.
Yeah, you wish.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, because I would make it the imperfect Christmas. But this is the perfect one. So that's how it would go, you know. Also,
eat it, Brenda.
I take a warm shower, and I got 8 body jets. Okay,
what the fuck?
And it's just like turn on the water.
How many
like,
on the floor?
It's attack. None.
Okay.
2, but they're on perfect. The sides and they're shooting up. Yeah, like angled sprayers.
You can straight like, into your ears.
And then a rainfall shower head. And you know what? It's 1-inch. Waterline.
What about
lines.
Infinite? What are they called? Body sprayers?
Yeah, body sprayers.
On the ceiling and on the sides and on the floor.
Actually, no, I said a rainfall shower head on the ceiling, body sprayers on the walls, body
just
sprayers on
underwater
the floor.
Underwater in the shower.
It's like a pool.
In a vortex.
It's like a pool, but there's no place to turn where you can relieve yourself from the water, so you do need to hold your breath or you will die.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds so much awesome.
Water. And it's the perfect temperature of water and you never run out. It's a tankless hot water heater. So.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the perfect Christmas.
Man, that sounds awesome.
Also, it's supplied with gas, not electric, because electric is outrageously expensive for tankless.
Money's no object. Money's Gavin. No object. Get electric.
Oh, true. But gas would be more
efficient. Anyways.
So if money's no object, I'd run a gas line to the house.
Still do a gas. I don't know what people are doing electric for. More and expensive out, and less efficient.
We go out and we run, ride quads, four-wheelers and stuff.
That's snowy,
and,
Gavin.
Side-by-sides in the
snowmobiles.
Snow. No, that's more fun than snowmobiles.
Oh, really?
Oh, that is true. Man, that sounds awesome.
Perfect Christmas right there. So
you walk outside to your brand new Jeeps that everyone got for Christmas. And
yeah,
you,
I buy everybody a Jeep, and it's all customized, and they have their names engraved in
the seat. I didn't want.
In the perfect Christmas, Parker wants
a
Jeep.
I didn't want a Jeep.
I wanted a Toyota Corolla.
I wanted a Toyota Corolla.
My own Toyota Corolla.
What kind of gas mileage does the Jeep get?
It's bam. There.
Actually, they're the new electric Jeeps, so.
Oh, perfect.
You plug it in.
Cool. Love plugging.
I get the V8 Jeep because Parker's concerned about gas mileage, so he gets the electric one.
I don't want that either.
What it's do you exactly want, Parker? What do you want?
You don't know me.
What would you want for your perfect Christmas?
I don't know. Don't know cars that much.
Parker doesn't know anything, literally.
Go
so
ahead and get you a Jeep.
Ignorant. Your ignorance is showing.
Put your ignorance away.
So that's my perfect Christmas. So what about you guys?
I don't care. I like
you
it.
Know what? I second that.
Move like on. It.
You think that
this
was
this has been Gavin's perfect Christmas. Brought to you by
Gavin.
Gavin.
By Yukon Coffee.
Yukon Coffee. Drink
my
it.
My beautiful wife made me this beautiful coffee.
That's their motto. That's Yukon Coffee's
hand-painted
motto. Yeah.
Every cup hand-painted. Wow, I'm starving. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
Do you guys ever get into that mindset where it's like,
you ever
my body needs fuel?
Yeah. Yeah. I had some Chipotle today for the first time in a while. There's nothing like going back to Chipotle after a hiatus.
Well, good? Usually, if it's been
it's
a while,
it's so good, dude.
It'd be the first time.
It's
so good.
Gavin, don't ruin this for us.
I would love some Chipotle right
it's
now.
It's so good. I love Chipotle, dude.
Especially after you've deprived yourself for no reason for like a month.
Well, just so it's better when you go back.
And then you go back and like, oh,
man.
Oh, Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Just hits different, huh?
I love you.
You get guac?
No.
Too expensive.
No, just back to basics.
Don't care.
While basics is good, we'll have basics.
Half a bowl of half steak, half barbacoa.
Oh my gosh.
Brown rice.
Stop.
Pinto beans.
This is the most foul order I've ever heard in my life.
What? All they put is rice and beans and meat.
Brown rice, pinto beans,
brown rice?
Barbacoa. It's like the opposite of the order that I get.
You get like chicken, white rice,
black beans. White rice, black beans, either chicken or steak.
Yeah,
steak,
everybody gets white.
Sour cream. Some pico.
I just want the browns in there.
Yeah. You know, they've done so much for this country.
And we're back.
Oh, Parker, you had some Instagram videos, right?
Just one. On the Christmas theme. Just wanted to spread some Christmas cheer this time.
Do you have any food?
Yeah.
Like something that I could eat real
quick. I have a granola bar.
The honey ones.
And I have a package of dots. Like individual little bags.
What are dots?
Like the pretzels, you know?
Oh.
Watch this. Watch this awesome, funny Christmas video.
Funny reaction.
Oh my gosh.
That's kind of crazy.
Those of you watching or listening on audio only, it's a kid just going to town.
Inflatable Santa. Oh, and Snowman Frosty got it. He's got some.
He's a little tired, but he's pretty quick hands at the start.
And then he goes inside after he just destroyed him. Slams the front door. Wow.
Oh, Clementine.
What?
You are going to get ruined.
What's she doing?
Hilarious.
That's
Come
hilarious.
On. That's hilarious. I know hilarious, and that's hilarious.
A kid just attacking. It's about the same height as him, too. He's probably 3 feet. 5 inches, maybe. Parker, can you grab me some crackers or something? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just starving right now. No, it's not in the fridge.
The granola bars pantry. Are in the pantry.
In the pantry?
Yeah. Then there's the package of, like, the Dots pretzels. Then there's, like, some other bars or something.
Here's the thing. I think in the new stewed, we're going to have... Oh, good snag. Jeez.
Nah.
He wants to check it. Yeah, have one. Clementine's taking over as producer.
Snack cabinet.
Yeah, snack cabinet, and I want a fridge. If somebody has a Red Bull fridge, send it.
I'm looking for Red Bull fridges on Marketplace.
People want a lot of money for them.
Paisley, Clementine loves your seat.
She's like, oh, it's warm right here.
Oh
no, it's pretty warm.
She crawled right under you.
Get her.
Rare.
Oh. All right, Gav.
Okay, here we go. Improv scenario.
Yep. Give us your character.
I am Santa Claus.
Oh, very creative.
And it's Christmas Eve. All right, so I'm delivering presents. But I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. Soy boy Santa Claus.
Soy boy Claus.
Okay. Who are me and Parker?
You guys are kids. And you're waiting for Santa. You're like, want to capture him.
Capture him. What are you going to do to him?
Santa, we're so excited.
We're force feed him milk.
Hiding in wait.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, we don't know you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah, no, you don't know.
Okay. All right, what are our names, though?
That's a new thing that I've picked up. We're going to go with...
Reginald.
Reginald and Margaret.
Marcus, Margaret. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Margaret, you know Santa's not real. I don't know why we always stay up so late.
Just, Reggie, it's, just trust me. I know this year, he's going to come this year. He will be here.
Okay, whatever.
The fireplace is lit.
Okay, I think I hear him.
What?
The wind begins to blow and putting out the fire.
It's just wind. It's just wind.
Did you put out the milk and cookies just in case?
Yes, I always do.
All right, whatever.
I left carrots for the reindeer.
All right, I'm going to bed.
I got to slide down this chimney.
Do you hear that?
What is that?
Let me put out the fire real quick.
Reginald, we need to hide.
Oh, my gosh. Alrighty. Dude,
I told you.
I gotta deliver these toys to these kids. Let's check my list.
Why is he saying everything he does before he does it?
Reginald and Margaret. All right, let's grab maybe their presents.
Maybe there's cameras. Maybe he's making that.
Okay. We should jump out and surprise it.
All right. So this is all my TikTok fans out there.
Santa!
Santa! Hey!
Oh.
You are real.
Holy
shit. See, my brother, he didn't believe.
Santa, I believe. She's lying.
Margaret. Reginald did believe. He was on my list, and I knew.
What did you get us?
Santa, how'd you know?
You guys aren't allowed to open your presents until tomorrow morning, all right?
Santa, you're just like in the stories.
Yeah.
You must eat the milk and cookies, too. We made this for you.
And carrots for the reindeer.
Oh. Yeah. No, that's fine. I can try them. You know, I'll maybe try a few cookies
Santa,
or something.
Santa, we know you like milk and cookies.
Don't be coy.
So you know, I've eaten so many. I'll just take a small. I'll have some cookies, but I'll just take a small sip of milk.
Come on,
Santa.
We made this especially for you.
You look great.
It's whole milk too.
Oh,
it's so good. Milk. It washes down the cookies so well.
Okay.
You got to be thirsty after all that present delivering.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try. I really appreciate what you kids did. You know,
Santa,
this is gonna be delicious.
It's the least we could do.
It was nothing, really.
You guys have a bathroom around here?
Of course.
You know,
of course, Santa.
So many houses I have to
anything
go to.
Anything for you, Santa.
All right. Well, how close is it? In proximity?
Down the hall to the left. I mean, first door on the left. Down the hall.
All right. I'll try the cookie first.
Good, huh?
Oh, these are delicious.
Yes. My recipe.
You want to know the secret ingredient? Wow.
Your recipe?
Yeah, guess what the secret ingredient is.
Do you want to
what?
Know? You can't. It's a secret.
Extra love. Milk. No extra milk.
And butter.
And milk and butter. It's just something that we found and we put as much as possible in there.
Oh my goodness.
It you makes like them it? Taste so good. It's falling apart in your mouth, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Wash it down.
Okay.
Oh man.
Santa. We can get more. I have more in the fridge.
Oh no, that's okay.
Go get him some more.
No, he wants more. I can tell.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well. Ooh.
Santa, you don't...
Someone, you want, like, a full glass or just
no,
a half?
No. Do you have water, maybe, instead? Or soy milk?
Santa doesn't drink water.
No, that's... Yeah, that's true. I don't...
We got 1%, 2%, whole skim...
Skim, maybe?
The lactose-free. That's
lactose-free.
That's not any good.
Oh, okay. Lactose-free, please. Nope.
No.
Okay.
You know, you're Santa. You deserve whole milk.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just bring it here real quick. All right. Where's the bathroom?
Nice. He drank all of our milk.
Perfect.
Oh, guys. I need a bathroom real quick.
Who is that? Why?
Santa.
Santa,
you
okay?
You don't look
really
good.
What is that
smell?
No.
Kids. Go to your room right now.
Why?
Santa? You have been so well behaved this year, but I have got to go. All right. I got so many houses to get to.
What?
I got so many houses to get to tonight. Okay.
Do you need to go up the chimney?
Oh, move now. Where's your bathroom?
It's down the hall. I think my dad's in there right now.
Okay. Larry, get out of the bathroom right now.
Dad, here comes Santa. Dad, get out of the bathroom.
Larry, move.
No, Dad. It's Santa.
What?
Oh my gosh. You guys said this bathroom was going to be open.
We have another one down. You just come over here.
Okay, where
it's
is
upstairs,
it?
But you'll be all right. That one's empty.
Here, I'll follow you upstairs just in case
no,
you have any trouble finding
me.
It.
Please don't follow me. All right, I need some privacy. Okay.
Oh, I just fell down the stairs. I slipped on something.
Oh, no. Do not open your... Do not go look.
I'm going to turn on the light.
No, go take
Reggie,
a shower right
you,
now.
Can you find the light switch?
No, don't turn on the light, please. All right, I'm going to the bathroom. Oh my gosh, what did they put in this milk?
Santa's pooping everywhere in our house.
Okay, boys and girl.
I'm a girl.
thank you so much for these delicious cookies and milk.
Yeah.
Let's just say.
Santa. What's wrong with you?
You know, I didn't want to upset you all because you did such a great job preparing. Sorry, that's just a little gas.
Oh my gosh.
But I am lactose intolerant.
Is this your poop on my feet right now?
I'm so sorry for what I did. You know what?
Santa, you do not belong on the nice list after this.
I'll send you extra presents next year. All right.
Yes. Santa, you whatever you got for us, just keep it.
Do not post this on your TikTok for Riz content or anything. All right.
We'll send you.
Yeah. Send me some
when
links.
We write you a letter next year, we'll put some like lactate in there too.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate that. You all have a great Christmas. Now go to bed and.
Wait, why would I send him that? I don't know what's wrong with you. What's wrong with
you? I just said I was lactose intolerant a minute ago.
A minute ago, he said that.
I remember. Yeah, you asked me.
Oh, that's why I said that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Margaret, I'm going back up the chimney. You guys go back to sleep, all right?
All right, Santa.
All right, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You left a big old pile at the bottom.
Such an insane premise. Just Santa coming into your house, but he poops everywhere.
Bro, his stomach was upset.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Although maybe you should have known the layout of the house.
No, can't turn it on.
But for privacy's sake, he doesn't check every part of the house and where everything is.
Yeah,
he just knows where the tree is and the chimney. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so fun.
That was pretty good.
That was good, Gav. Thank you.
Will we leave it in?
Maybe.
Who knows?
All right. Parker, you got an improv scenario for us?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just have a... I am a police officer.
Okay.
And I am pulling you two over. And one thing about me, though, is that I hate donuts.
Oh.
Okay, no. Interesting.
Wait, maybe...
What's your name?
Officer... Blip. Officer Blip.
Blip, okay.
Pretty good.
And...
Does it have to be pulling us over, though?
No.
Okay.
But it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's driving?
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
What are our names?
Clyde and...
That's a pretty good police
sign. Yeah, that's actually pretty solid.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, whatever.
I'm pulling you over for the first time.
Okay.
That's only been the first time I've done it before. That's,
Shoot.
You're going to have to pull over, dude. This dude is on our tail.
All right.
Pull over.
Oh, should we gun it?
I don't think we should gun it. I think we should probably pull over.
Are you sure?
Okay. I think we should pull over. Oh, my gosh. He's huge. Look at him hobbling over
Bro,
here.
He is massive.
We could run right now.
He is literally rolling over to us. He's rolling.
Roll it down.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know why I pulled you over tonight?
No, officer. I do not.
It was one of your lights. It's faulty back there. It's
was it because you smelled the donuts we had in here?
What is it?
He was just
a stupid joke. Sorry, I just get nervous around cops.
Do you need my idea?
Do you always just say insulting things when you're nervous? Like,
oh no, we do have donuts. I can.
No,
we just came from a.
You don't want one?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
I'm gonna need some backup.
I don't think that's
really. No, because you're gonna be mouthy to me. I wasn't even talking to you. I was talking to the driver.
Sorry. So, hey, you know what? I'm sorry.
I'm gonna need to see some ID from both of you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. No problem.
My name is Mark Sputkins.
My name's Officer Blip. By the way, Officer Blip, you can take a look at that.
Officer Blip,
start live streaming this if you want.
That's your.
If you wanna.
What's your badge number?
I don't really know what your whole deal is.
Badge number?
I don't have that memorized.
Officer Blip.
I just got a new badge.
Okay.
Take it. I don't even care.
All right. Here.
Here's my badge.
All right.
Take
thank
the number.
You.
Whatever you want.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Okay. I'm Spud. Here's my ID.
Yeah. So, Spud, you're going to want to have to get your taillights fixed. All of them. They're out.
Oh,
like
my
driving
gosh.
Blind back there. Can't even see you.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'll make sure to do that.
Also, you're speeding way too fast. And your buddy over here...
I'm sorry. We're just late to a Christmas party.
Yeah, that's all right. But I think I'm going to have him come with me.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Donut guy.
I'm not the donut guy.
Yeah. No, we only talk about donuts because, you know, we were bringing some to a Christmas party.
It was a Christmas party. It was a whole thing. We still have the box in the back.
Yeah, but I don't like that.
You just take them.
I don't like them. I don't want them. You think I want donuts?
I thought cops like donuts.
All right, that's it. You're getting out of the car.
Whoa.
Whatever. I'll meet up with you guys back at the party.
All right. Are you sure? Do you need me to come pick you up from the station or?
I'll call you.
Okay.
Are these your IDs here?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
There's the face.
Jesus, this guy is.
What was it? Sorry, what did you say your name was? Spud?
Spud.
Okay. Yeah. That checks out. And you?
Mark Sputkins.
Mark Sputkins. Are you guys related?
Oh, we're not related.
What?
Brothers in Christ.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
No way.
Yeah.
You want a donut?
Okay, buddy. Break. See this ID here? Instead of taking you downtown tonight, I'm going to be a little nice because we are brothers.
Oh.
Oh, wow. You
see the woods over there?
I see them.
We're going to play a little game of find Spud's ID in the woods.
I don't understand.
I'm Spud.
I don't get it.
Yeah, well, you're paying for the sins of your brother tonight, Spud.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Throws it into the woods.
Blip.
Oh, well, here's your donuts. Go chase them.
Yeah.
You love donuts so much.
Get down on all fours and start chasing.
Oh my gosh, he is an animal.
Deep down, he actually does love donuts.
I did not think he could move
and
like that.
And scene.
Wow, that was really good.
Yeah. You love donuts, huh?
In my head, everything that I would do as an angry cop is all visual. It's hard to like.
Oh, you can verbalize it.
It's hard to verbalize police brutality.
No, you're not a bad police officer. You just don't like donuts.
It makes you insecure.
It just makes me mad.
Yeah.
Donuts.
I don't like donuts.
I don't.
All right, one more. Redemption time.
Okay. All right. We're going to have one good improv out of this. We promise. Okay, here. I have a character for you.
Okay.
The character is Carmen Clyde, a hunting guide who's never been hunting.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Carmen Clyde, the hunting guides. You guys looking to do some hunting today?
Yeah. We sure are.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Hey, well, what is your guys' names?
I'm Jacob, and this is my brother Sawyer.
Yep.
Hey, guys. So
Sawyer the lawyer.
I am a lawyer.
We're just going to be going out in the woods or whatever here, and we're just going to be, you know.
Awesome. Do I need to
shoot them?
Bring my gun, or, I mean, really, this is my first time doing this, to be honest.
Just go ahead and bring it.
Okay.
Ammo and stuff?
Some.
Okay.
Like, how many bullets do you need to bring down, like, a grizzly?
on average, you're looking at 60 to 100, probably.
60 to 100 bullets into a grizz.
So you should be fine.
I think I brought 1,000 rounds. Okay. So I think
perfect.
Yeah, I think we'll be good.
We'll be set.
All right. Well, let's just, we're just going to start walking here behind me. This is my new property.
What are we looking for out there? What do you got?
Oh, whatever you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Zebra.
I love hunting.
There's all sorts of animals back there.
Fox? I want to hunt a fox.
Yeah, I just moved here actually from back from California and just bought this property.
Oh, wow.
It's always been my dream to be a hunting guide, so.
I've got an aunt that lives in Bakersfield.
No, do you really?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Betsy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What?
That's so crazy.
It's pretty, what a small world, huh?
Wow.
All right, let's head back there, huh?
Dad? What?
My God.
Anyway, okay. Well, let's go, I guess.
How long have you guys been hunting for?
None.
It's actually your first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just bought all our gear this weekend.
Okay.
There was a big sale for Black Friday, so we're like, hey, let's just buy all this stuff. It's super cheap on the discount rack.
It took some convincing for me, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It's not really my thing necessarily, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'll make the most of it.
It's for sure. There's a first time for everything.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to see some new faces out here hunting.
What was that for? Was that the first time or?
It was the first time.
Yeah.
Was that the first time?
Was it just once or how many times did you do it?
I can't really remember.
Yeah.
It was Bakersfield. They say,
I don't think I'll bring it up again. I don't think anyone will bring it up again.
So we're now getting into animal territory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we load our guns?
This is their house.
Is this where I like kind of impersonate them, kind of get down on all fours and just
so what snarl, we're gonna do is we're just gonna growl, get it on your all fours there. Are your guns loaded?
Sawyer's the only one that brought a gun.
Sawyer's
got
loaded
1,000 rounds.
Yeah, 1,000 rounds in here.
Oh, let me see it.
It's a nice handgun.
Yeah. Oh, can I see it real quick?
Yeah.
I threw it. He throws the gun.
Oh my gosh.
Do I go get it? Is that like
boom? Oh my gosh, you know that was loaded and it just shot.
This is real hunting, you guys.
Oh, what does
I don't want to hear about your little we went out with our modern technology and killed an animal.
Oh, what?
This is hunting as it's meant to be.
All right.
We become nature.
Primitive.
We become the animals and we chase them down.
Yes.
Sawyer.
Everyone get on all fours.
No, I think this is cool.
Okay. So what do we hunt?
So this right here is deer manure.
Okay. Wow.
Rub it on your face.
Oh my gosh.
Rub it on your brother's face.
All right. Come here, Sawyer.
It's the only way to blend in.
Do we rub it on your face?
Hold up.
No. I already smell like animals.
Let me see your tongue.
For years.
See your tongue out.
No.
Mm-mm. Sawyer, do it.
It's, you have to do it.
You have to do it, Sawyer.
It makes your breath. Your mouth. As long as you need your breath to smell like animals.
Tongue out. Swipe.
Good job.
Oh, I got it all on
this
there.
Guy's going to kill an animal. I can tell he's a hunter.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're just going to be crawling on all fours. Can you do a coyote call for me?
Yeah.
Why?
Sawyer.
I don't remember my name.
It's Sawyer.
Sawyer's my brother.
Oh, your brother. Sawyer's brother. Can you do a coyote call?
Yeah, I can try.
That's good. Now that's a whimpering. Can you do the alpha coyote call?
I don't know.
It's just it's like that one, but it's more, it's like the alpha version of that.
Sawyer, we came out here to hunt.
No, my tongue tastes so bad.
Do it.
Oh.
That's not the elf. Oh, that's not the elf.
What
that's
the, what's going on?
Sorry, you have to be like a coyote. They lick their butts all the time.
Don't make me do it.
Now that we've done alpha whimper, it's just a matter of time before they start coming in.
Okay.
When do I get to take the poop out of my mouth?
No, you're going to want to leave that there. They're not going to come in unless you smell like them.
I don't like hunting.
Well, where's this is how gun? It has to be. Do you like surviving?
You're the expert. I trust you.
Do you like surviving?
Yes.
Do you like feeding your family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you like hunting.
Okay.
We just sit and wait, man.
This is what happens.
This is when it gets fun. This is when they start coming in.
Oh, this is what happens, really?
You've been in this city too long. You're a lawyer. Yeah. It's just been too much. You got to get back in nature like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, go ahead and show them that it's actually not a big deal to put the poop in your mouth.
No, he already did it. I saw him do it.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? You're right.
It's not that big of a deal, really.
Yeah.
Put some more on there. All right, roll around a little bit, right? What do we got to do now?
What is some weird fetish thing that he has? What's going on?
Yeah, it's a hunting guide that just has a...
Put poop on your tongue.
Just likes to get people to eat.
Someone is so right now. Oh, we got one. We got a coyote. We got your fox.
All right. Sawyer. No, we have to be like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Sawyer. Me and your brother are going to go... We're going to go...
Okay.
Scare the coyotes towards you.
Okay.
And you're going to be the one to kill them, okay?
I don't have my gun. You threw it into the woods.
You're a coyote now.
Oh.
You have poop in your mouth.
Oh.
And on your body.
Is that what they do?
You rolled around in it.
Oh.
You're a coyote.
Around in their feces.
Okay.
We're going to go and we're going to walk and then we're going to scare the coyotes towards you. You just stay here. Next time I see you, you're going to be a coyote killer. Do you believe that?
Yes, sir. I do.
All right. See you on the other side.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. They hop in the car. And they never come back.
Sawyer died that day.
He became one with
it wasn't living. From a coyote attack, though.
It was from the bacteria in the poop in his mouth.
A bacterial infection from the poop.
Carmen Clyde is never a real hunting guide.
No.
He'd never been hunting
before. Yeah, Carmen Clyde, a hunting guide that never has been hunting before.
Say it again.
Say it again. That was so good. I love that. Say it again.
I love that our improv is... It's heavily revolves around
it's
poop.
All so poopy and gross.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all poopy.
Santa
it's
Claus really that just... actually poops in your house. Hunting, but you eat poop.
bro.
Yeah, I mean, it really just evokes raw human emotion.
You know, that's
we
true.
We all know that poop is gross.
That's true.
So it makes people laugh because poo-poo. Oh, it was so gross. So funny.
Okay, should we try and... What's freaking one hilarious?
Let's just wrap it up. I'm done. Don't call me.
Don't come over.
We're done.
We're done.
You guys loved that episode.
Thank you guys, our faithful listeners.
You're so faithful.
Please watch on YouTube. It's the best listening and watching experience. It truly is.
Seriously, for some of this stuff, I mean, we've all been watching more podcasts on YouTube lately. Obviously, we still listen. But it is hilarious to see the visuals. I mean, our bodies are making some hilarious gestures and hilarious movement.
You guys, thank you for watching.
Like, subscribe.
We will see you in the next episode. Peace.
Peace.